If you want to have a successful AI strategy, it all starts with having a successful data strategy. And who can claim that their data is totally clean and completely harmonized and completely integrated?
That's our old dream.
Yeah, that's our dream. Not a lot of people can claim that. But it's important to go in this direction.
Prompt to Success, the AI podcast.
Welcome to Prompt to Success, the AI podcast for trailblazers and companies who want to use AI in practice. Today, I'd like to welcome Dominik Gilles from Siemens.
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you here. So in order for our audience to understand who you are, where you come from, and what you've done in the past, we have prepared a short summary. It's spoken by an AI. And let's jump in and hear what we have identified about you.
Dominik Gilles, today head of the Siemens Teamcenter Service Lifecycle Management Business Development, began his journey in the sales arena at IBM, mastering the art of the pitch and the power tie. Transitioning into the dynamic startup scene, he spent 8 years navigating the tumultuous seas of enterprise software, proving that he's not just riding waves, he's making them. Then came the Salesforce era, where Dominik's expertise took center stage and he played a pivotal role in launching AppExchange. But let's rewind to Dominik's childhood dreams. While other kids dreamed of becoming astronauts, Dominik dreamed of a world where tech ruled supreme. When he's not transforming the manufacturing process industry, you'll find Dominik embracing his inner sportsman. Kite surfing, snowboarding, golfing, or tennis, he's a sporting virtuoso. With a sports mentality sharper than a well-hit backhand, Dominik tackles challenges like their rival teams. As for AI? For Dominik, it's like a Swiss Army knife, versatile, occasionally perplexing, but reshaping our world one algorithm at a time.
So you seem to be quite busy, have a lot of kite surfing and sports. That's quite good.
That's when I have time, unfortunately. That's not often.
Yeah, I can imagine. So why is AI so important for business applications and business in general? And what are the most important benefits for the users from your point of view?
Well, so, you know, AI is definitely a game changer. It's a game changer in our everyday life. It impacts music and arts and with the way we do shopping, and it impacts politics, and actually it also impacts our work. So it's a game changer for businesses, and therefore it is a game changer for business applications. AI is a new way to make sense of data. And but overall, I would say AI is it's not about the technology itself. It's very much about how you use the technology to tackle business challenges and create business value. And business applications are all about helping us do our work. And so AI is a great deal of help for that. But the AI fuel of AI is really data. So it's our business applications, the likes of the one we have at Siemens or at Salesforce, they are incredibly data rich. Mm-hmm. And so as there are applications that are designed to optimize business processes, obviously they can generate huge benefits by leveraging AI.
Okay.
So in terms of benefits, because there were several questions in your question. So in terms of benefits for users, so us at Siemens, we sort of put them in three categories. We call that analyze, optimize, and generate. Mm-hmm. So analyze is about all the benefits related to helping the user navigate data or guiding the user in what is the next action he should take. So that's what we call analyze. Then optimize is more about helping the user make a decision between multiple options, for instance, helping the user optimize the design that of a product, for instance. And then generate, when we talk about generate, we really talk about, well, creating content, creating, for instance, a process, mm-hmm. a bill of process, for instance, from the product specification that has been provided, and having that automatically created by the AI. Mm-hmm. So it can be generating new models. It can be creating engineering content.
Yeah.
So all these things have, you know, an incredible impact on the users and how they're going to work and how they're going to make, it's going to make their life easier effectively.
Yeah. So you jumped directly deep in. Let's do a little step back. And can you briefly describe what your business unit is exactly doing?
Yeah, so I'm part of Siemens Digital Industry Software, which is the world leader in industrial software. Mm-hmm. We do all software that helps manufacturers design their products, manufacture their products, and service their products. TeamCenter is the leading PLM solution, product lifecycle management solution of Siemens, of which TeamCenter SLM, TeamCenter Service Lifecycle Management, is the part that is focused on helping engineer define everything that is related to the servicing needs of the product. We have extended TeamCenter SLM with TeamCenter SLM for Salesforce. Mm-hmm. That's an AppExchange application that extends the TeamCenter capabilities to the service, to the Salesforce users in the service departments.
Okay. And can you give us an example how you are actually using AI in this application?
So, you know, Siemens has been in the leveraging AI for many, many years. Mm-hmm. Effectively, we have a very large team of AI researchers, including many Turing Prize winners. AI is a strategic priority across our entire portfolio.
Yeah.
If we look at in more details at TeamCenter SLM, obviously we're looking at how AI can help with analyze, optimize, and generate. Mm-hmm. I can take a couple of examples. We leverage AI technology to help service technicians by providing them summaries of the technical documentation mm-hmm. in the context of their job mm-hmm. so that they don't have to go through hundreds of pages of technical documentation and maybe looking at their own documentation. So really that's about really making their life simpler.
And the time-consuming part gets away.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And so what's great is that now with TeamCenter SLM for Salesforce, we have extended that in the Salesforce part of our application, leveraging Einstein Search. Mm-hmm. So that's really, really cool. Other examples I can give you are typically we use AI to classify parts so that engineers can find parts they could reuse based on their shape or some specifications, for instance. Mm-hmm. So it saves them a lot of time and ultimately it saves them having to redesign parts. That has been, you know, we've been leveraging AI for many years to do that. It's also everything that has to do with guiding engineers that are designing your product in what are the next steps they should take.
Yeah.
To actually accomplish their task. So you see there's a lot, and that's, it's all about making the life of the user faster, simpler, you know, and it's all about effectively augmenting the users, right?
Yeah. And I think a service technician, you can actually leverage them in more use cases because their experience about spare parts is now bound into the system. They can leverage the system for the spare part experience. And I think when we we look at manufacturing, there could be millions of spare parts.
Exactly.
So that makes them more productive, and it allows the companies to actually use the technicians widely.
Exactly. It helps make them, you know, acquire new skills and make them more versatile, which is absolutely critical for a lot of manufacturing companies.
Yeah. When you look at the AI use cases, what would you say, prediction versus Gen AI? Are you leveraging the whole bunch of AI capabilities?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely leverage a range of technologies. We leverage a range of suppliers as well to embark AI technology, because we have so many products and so many use cases that can leverage AI. We use all of that.
Yeah. So you actually build on top of the standard Salesforce service solution. You build a package on top that is specific for lifecycle management.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. So Teamseller SLM for Salesforce is actually an AppExchange application.
Mm-hmm.
So that really extends Teamseller SLM in to the Salesforce users in the service departments, and we leverage the capacity of the Salesforce platform to be able to build and package and distribute applications, and we're looking obviously forward to leverage all the AI technology that now comes more and more with the platform. For instance, we're looking now at leveraging Einstein Copilot Studio, because we would like to be able to train Einstein in with specific actions that are useful for service lifecycle management. So that's what's incredible, is that we can be more and more specific to really, again, be able to augment the field technicians, the service technicians, and make their life easier.
Yeah, I think for our audience to understand. So the AppExchange is an app store for Salesforce, where you can download additional capabilities and additional applications in order to enhance the standard application for specific use cases. And that's exactly what you did.
Yeah, and what's great about that is that it makes the application seamlessly integrated into Salesforce. So it's not like having another app. It's more like having additional capabilities, additional features in your Salesforce environment. So that really makes things easy for the for the users.
It's actually a tough process, because one of the benefits of the AppExchange for the companies using it is really that they don't have to analyze the additional application for security or code completion or things like this, because this is a part of the things we are doing at Salesforce. But for you as a partner building this application, it's a tough process. So I've went through this process with another partner, and congratulations that you achieved it, actually.
Yeah, we had to go through the security review of Salesforce, absolutely. Yeah. And I can tell you, we also had to go through the security requirements of Siemens, which are pretty tough as well. So our customers are, you know, can be really at ease with that.
Yeah, exactly. So you talked about leveraging our new Copilot. what has been the advantage from your point of view, rather than building? I mean, you are a software development company also. So what has been the advantage using the Copilot framework rather than building those capabilities yourself?
So, well, that is, I should say, a work in progress. It's a bit too early for me to give a feedback on that. But I would say, generally speaking, what we strive for, and it's obvious that it's the same for Salesforce, we strive for making AI simple. That's the whole purpose. Because, you know, if you want to start from scratch leveraging AI in your company, it can be a bit daunting as a task. You have to take care of the performance of the security, the data security, the trust. You need to hire experts, which are hard to find. So it's actually pretty complex. But when you leverage AI that has been pre-packaged inside a business application to do a specific use case or for a specific purpose, then it makes things a lot simpler. And so the same way we make AI simpler for our customers, Salesforce makes AI simpler for your customer, for our customers as well. And so leveraging things like Copilot, I expect, is really going to help make AI simpler as well. That's the goal.
Yeah. And I mean, we all want to make our customers' life easier, but you also selling software like we are selling software. So in terms of AI, do you think companies out there are prepared for it, are ready for it? What is your experience in selling those technologies?
So I would say I don't think anyone can say they are prepared for it. You know, let's be humble with that.
Yeah.
As I said in the beginning, AI, the critical fuel of AI is data. And so if you want to have a successful AI strategy, it all starts with having a successful data strategy. And who can claim that their data is totally clean and completely harmonized and completely integrated?
That's our old dream.
Yeah, that's our dream. Not a lot of people can claim that. But it's important to go in this direction. Obviously, Salesforce is going in this direction with Data Cloud. We are going in these directions as well, but more focusing on the product data. And this direction means we strive to help our customers, you know, harmonize, standardize, integrate their data to make it ready for an AI to leverage. And that's critical because you can have the best model if you don't have a proper AI, you're going to have, obviously, poor results.
Yeah, first things first. But that also is a result that companies then start with different projects and say, okay, let's see each other in half a year or a year, and then we can start. But yeah, there's no way around it.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no way around it. But obviously, you don't necessarily need to start with a big bang. You can obviously start focusing on specific use cases because, as I said, you don't want to go, you don't want to embark on an AI project for AI's sake. You want to embark on specific AI projects to make the life of specific users simpler. So it all needs to start from the user experience effectively and how that's going to be better.
Yeah.
And you don't have to change the user experience of every user at the same time.
Clear.
You can start small.
Clear.
But really keep yourself driven by the use case, by the user experience, and by the business benefits that this is going to bring rather than being dragged by the technology.
Yeah. Yeah, I think people, I sometimes have the impression that people and companies are afraid of things they don't really understand. And they always try to understand how AI works in detail. I mean, I don't understand in detail how AI works, but I also don't need to understand it. I see the benefits. I know how to use it. but I don't need to dig into the details of the algorithms. Yeah, that's too much for me. Do you think that's the reason why they are stepping back, adopting it, or is it the complexity, or are these other topics?
Yeah, it may be in some cases the reason. It's more important to understand how AI can help you than how AI works. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Obviously, you also need to understand the limitation of AIs, because in many instances, AI has some limitations as well. So you don't want to ask too much of the technology, even though it's improving at lightning speeds. I think it's really important to focus on how it helps you rather than understanding all the ins and outs of the technology. The AI is it's a very complex technology.
Mm. So Dominic, when you think about new capabilities you want to build into your applications and into the service lifecycle management, how do you actually come to those capabilities? Are you designing them yourselves or get engaged by your customers? So tell us a little bit about the process.
Well, so obviously it all starts from our customers. We work with them very closely to understand their business challenges, how AI could help them overcome them, what would really have value for them. So it all starts from understanding the value that it creates for our customers. Then obviously we have to take into account the progress that the technology is making, and we combine the two to come up with the new features. That's definitely how we go.
And is it a process like an existing customer wants to have new features, or is it in the process like you think about new features to acquire new customers because that's something which has not been seen in the market?
Yeah, I think it's certainly both. Our existing customers, we have customer advisory boards and the similar programs where we get a lot of feedback directly from the customers. And obviously, then it's all about making sure that, there's this saying of we want to be in the future before our customers to welcome them when they come to the future, right? So that's the sort of thing we want to do as well, right?
Okay. And can you maybe share a very concrete example where you have elaborated such new features together with the customer on a specific use case?
Well, I think the example I gave you about, classifying parts, or summarizing technical documentations. I mean, these things are already implemented because they were highly demanded by our customers. So yeah, that's definitely what's driven the roadmap. Now there are so many additional capabilities that we could bring thanks to the evolution of the technology, but the priority will always be on what is going to bring concrete value to our customers, what's going to help them be more efficient, sell more, reduce their cost, improve their productivity, that kind of thing.
And reduce complexity.
And reduce complexity, increasing agility, absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's move on to one of our categories, and that's actually things I wish I would have known earlier. So think about the knowledge you have today. If you put yourself in the past, what would you have done different? And is there any recommendation for our audience here?
Things I wish I'd known earlier.
Well, so I've been immersed in AI for many years because as you said in the beginning, I've been with Salesforce for the many years. But something I took me a while to realize effectively is the nearly infinite capabilities that AI can bring. You know, in the early days, I was familiarized with AI, machine learning, deep learning. So you know, with that, you can run algorithm. You know, you can with that, you can detect trends. You can identify patterns. You can predict things. But actually, AI goes way, way, way beyond that. It's mm-hmm. it's amazing to see now. That natural language can become the protocol to exchange information between IT systems, right? And therefore to exchange information with human as well.
Yep.
So no need for XML anymore, no need for JSON anymore. Machine can just talk to each other using natural language. That's completely mind blowing, right? Imagine the impact that's going to have on society. It's also impressive, and it took me a while to realize the power of the recursivity of AI.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you can use AI to program AI, and actually you can create new AI capabilities by using AI, and that's also pretty mind blowing because obviously it can be sort of an infinite loop, right?
Yeah, of course.
You don't necessarily know what's going to end. So that is completely mind blowing. It has tremendous benefit in the business space. Obviously what remains to be seen is how we're going to manage that in the public space, in our private life.
Mm-hmm.
What will be the impact of that on society? How we will be able, as a people to control that. But that's another topic. That's what something I wish I knew.
Yeah, of course. But what do you think for us as human, what skills do we still need and will be even more important in the future?
Oh, that's no doubt. You need to the skills. The most important skills really is to learn how to use AI, how you can benefit from AI. Not how AI works and all that thing, that's only for a small proportion of us, but how you can use AI in your day-to-day life, in your day-to-day job. AI will create an even broader gap between the ones that are leveraging AI and the ones that are not leveraging AI. So really my advice is really don't wait any minute and try to as fast as possible identify how you can leverage AI in all parts of your job, all parts of your businesses, because the others will.
And do you think that's only relevant for our IT bubble, which we are in, or?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely okay. not. It's for every job, from a lawyer to someone working in a garage to someone, to a musician to, it's in every job. It's going to impact each and every job, obviously in the medical domain is going to have a tremendous impact as well. So in every domain, it's going to have an impact. And there will be the people who are embracing this and the one that are left aside. Because they've decided to stay aside or unfortunately because they did not get a chance. So that's definitely something we'll have to tackle.
Yeah, let's get back to service. What would you say companies which are leveraging AI and service and companies which are not leveraging AI, which of those is easier to attract new employees?
Oh, yeah. So that's another impact of AI. What we were talking earlier, Patrick, is how AI makes work simpler, makes the life simpler for a number of jobs. And well, very simply, you know, if you want to recruit technicians to do very specialized work, and they have a choice between a company making their life simpler and a company making their life more difficult, guess which one they're gonna want to work for.
Yeah, but there could also be people who are afraid of this. Yeah.
But the reality is that you know, it's like a lot of other things. You know, when you give the right tools to the people to do the work, they feel more comfortable and obviously they are more productive in the end. I don't think there will be a lot of people afraid in using the results of AI to make their life easier. You know, you may be afraid of AI for the impact of AI on society. You may be afraid of the impact on AI on your business.
And I think we have to differentiate between do they really have to prompt in order to get support, or is it just a button and it's...
No, that's it. That's the point. Yeah. They should not have to prompt. I mean, in some jobs, you want to let people prompt, obviously, but in some jobs, you want to even simplify further. You don't want to have... You don't want to let people have to prompt an AI. They would just, you know... talk to an AI as if it was an assistant or an intern working with them, and the AI would do the job without being a hassle.
Yeah.
So that's, in a way, what we're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. So when we look in the future, which future AI capabilities, applications would you foresee for Siemens, and especially in the service context?
Well, looking forward, I think we're very much, we're actually already testing the idea of creating, helping engineers create entire service plans on products that they are selling, leveraging all the history of the service plans, leveraging the knowledge that is in Teamcenter. That is tremendous, because it's gonna help the engineer provide a lot better service and much faster.
It's personalized then for the company they are doing the service for.
It has to, because it's for the personalized for their company, for the product, for the domain they're in. But there is a wealth of knowledge and information that company have in their Teamcenter application already. That's their data. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is help them, again, make more sense of their data and leverage their data to generate even more value. That's, I think that we're going to go there.
Okay. How far is it away?
Oh, you know, in the AI world, it's hard to say. Things are going so fast that it's... We're not thinking in terms of years. We're talking in terms of month or quarters or weeks.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know it from our roadmaps. Yeah. They are pretty fast.
Very, very fast.
So there's another category where you can give the audience a recommendation where you actually got good insights about AI, where you get your knowledge from, things you're consuming, other podcasts, sources of knowledge. Let's play the jingle.
My inspiration for AI and business topics.
Well, there are tons of information, tons of sources of information about AI. I obviously have always looked at the podcast that Salesforce is doing on AI, and Siemens does also on AI. That's a good sources of AI knowledge. I must say, when there is something that I want to understand about AI, I just ask ChatGPT to tell me about it. That's also a good way to learn about AI. Don't be afraid to ask ChatGPT about itself.
And are you actually writing it or using the voice?
Both.
Both, yeah.
Both. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the voice feature is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I've been inspired by the keynote of Sam Altman at the last OpenAI conference, you know, with the demos that were absolutely incredible. I would highly recommend everyone to watch that. Yeah.
Yeah, I also saw this. Yeah. All right. So thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
It was a pleasure. Great.
Yeah, always a pleasure to talk with you. Pleasure.
And once the new capabilities are out, I'd like to welcome you again in the podcast and we can discuss about it.
Thank you. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll be able to talk about also how our customers are using it. And because, you know, we're always very driven by how the customers want to use AI as well.
Yeah, and I think for our audience, this is the most important part, that we get some real life examples. Thanks.
Thank you.